It's Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins joining us this afternoon. And well, now that we're into tax season, good afternoon to you. It's you know, it's that time of year. We got to start thinking these things. What's happening in your world?
Good afternoon, Lockwood. Yeah, definitely. A lot of tax questions come in and coming out. A lot of estate planning questions. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've turned the calendar on a new year. Here we are into February at this point in time. Where did January go? And, you know, we get a lot of questions at Harvell and Collins. Obviously, we do a lot of estate planning, and then a lot of estate administration and trust administration on the back end, which is why I think it's so fascinating when we take a venture into the celebrity realm,
right?
Like we've done in the past. Yeah. And, you know, we noticed a few weeks ago, we lost Lisa Marie Presley, mm-hmm. the only child of Elvis Presley.
Right.
And, you know, I knew when I saw the headline hit, I wondered, will we hear more to this story?
We've had this happen once before, just in the past couple of years, with
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin, yeah.
Correct. So you just always wonder, where are we going to go with these types of deaths? And sometimes you hear nothing. You know, and I always say, Lockwood, when you hear nothing about the situation, then you know that person probably had their estate buttoned up pretty well.
Right.
But unfortunately, in Lisa Marie's case, she did some things right. But then unfortunately, she did some things wrong. And now we have a court filing that's been made.
Wow. You know, it is interesting. And of course, we're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins. And I want to remind you, harvellandcollins.com. Spell out the word and, harvellandcollins.com. And that number, by the way, 252-726-9050. 726-9050. All right, Andrew, what is interesting about this is we're talking about people who have recognition of a significant estate. Now, I have no idea what the cash balance is on her accounts, but there is all of these trailing issues, royalties and assets. And I'm a little surprised that someone didn't sit down with her and say, you know, we need to plan this out.
So that's where we get into the pros and the cons of her planning.
Okay.
So you mentioned, what are we looking at here? You know, I think that's always an interesting place to start is, you know, what do we think that Lisa Marie Presley may have in her particular estate?
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, you know, when Elvis died all the way back in 1977, if that's what the story that you're going with, if you believe something else, but we think we're going to go with he died in 1977.
Actually, I saw him the other day.
he actually left a will that created a trust for the benefit of a pool of beneficiaries, which included Lisa Marie, who was at the time 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the trust provisions had, when she turned age 25, there would be some distributions that would be made. And lo and behold, by the time she turned 25, that trust was worth well over $100 million.
Wow.
Elvis Presley, just FYI, continues to be one of the highest deceased celebrities' income makers.
Right.
He's number four on the Forbes list of highest paid dead celebrities of 2022. So there's a lot at stake here, Lockwood.
Right.
All right. So who are the players in Lisa Marie's estate? So interestingly enough, she has four children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's got Riley Kogue, and she's got Benjamin Kogue, and unfortunately Benjamin predeceased Lisa Marie. So we lost Benjamin, and then she's got twins Harper and Finley Lockwood, who are both minors.
Okay, and by the way, no relationship to me. I wouldn't mind a little money coming my way, but okay.
I guess you missed the part where I said number four on Forbes list of dead celebrities. So the players we have here are really Riley Kogue, and then we've got Lisa Marie's mother, Priscilla Presley. So this is where it gets pretty interesting. Ooh. So Lisa Marie, back in 1993, actually created a trust.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, when you live in California, the advice is that we need to create a revocable trust, and we need to have all assets owned by that revocable trust or funneled through that revocable trust, because the probate process in California is nightmarish.
Okay, I want to pause on that one note and remind folks, you're now in North Carolina. We're talking in North Carolina. Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins. So this leads to a later conversation, not necessarily today. But if you've moved and changed your residency, you need to be aware of the tax laws and the estate planning laws in that state, as you were just sharing with us about
the
complexities of California.
Correct. Exactly. So if you know, if you're one of those people who moved in from California, from Florida, from New York, some of the bigger states, and come to North Carolina, and especially a more rural community such as Carteret County, you know, a lot of times the revocable trust is a useful tool for many things. But, you know, making sure that every single asset that I own is owned in the name of this trust is not nearly as important as it is in California.
Right.
So anyway, she created this trust in 1993, completely rewrote it in 2010, which is common. You know, obviously it had been 27 years that this trust had not been dusted off. So she needed to go ahead and make some changes. So she completely amended and restated it. But the facts still remain that she left the people that would be in charge of this trust as her mother, Priscilla Presley, and Barry Siegel, who is her manager, agent. Right. So that was where we thought things stood, which was, here we go. We got a trust document. It's for the benefit of presumably the kids, her children, which would be Riley Kog, Benjamin Kog, deceased, Harper and Finley Lockwood. And Priscilla and Barry Siegel would be in control. Dump, dump, dump. After her death, they find a document that was called Trust Amendment. It was dated March 11th, 2016. And what happened in this amendment, Lockwood, is all it did was amend and modify the trustees of this particular trust. And it basically replaced Priscilla and Barry Siegel with Riley Kog and Benjamin Kog, who we know is predeceased. So what it means is that Riley Kog would be the sole trustee of this particular trust in the event that this 2016 amendment stands. So what's at issue here? And why I mentioned the good things and the bad things. The good things for Lisa Marie's estate is that everyone agrees this trust, which was started in 1993, completely restated in 2010, is the governing document for her estate. So we know where her estate's going.
Right.
There's no dispute as to that. We know that whatever trust this is, and purportedly it leaves Graceland to the children, so it would go to Riley, would go to Harper, would go to Finley. You know, there's no if, ands, or buts about that.
Right.
So that's where Lisa Marie did a great job. Where did she fail a little bit? She failed on this 2016 amendment. And then the question becomes whether or not this is going to stand or not. So the question is, who is going to control this trust document? And Priscilla Presley has filed a petition in Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles. I'm looking right at it. And what she's asking for, Lockwood, is for the amendment of the trust, which only appoints Riley, to be struck down. And she's offered several reasons for that.
Okay, I'm curious as to, you know, you've got a document. You would think that after death, that document would
be valid and legal. The amendment was never delivered to Priscilla, so the trust required the amendment to be delivered to the co-trustee that was being removed. Never delivered. All right. The date was added via PDF. So meaning it was added via electronic means. So the question is whether or not that date
valid.
Correct. Is the date valid or not on this document?
Is it credible?
The trust amendment misspells Priscilla's name. You know, obviously not fatal in and of itself, but another point that you can make. The Lisa Marie's signature does not match her usual signature. No notary, no witnesses.
No witnesses.
No notary, no witnesses.
Wow.
And guess what, Lockwood? The original document has not been located. They've only been able to locate a copy.
You've got a problem there.
So anyways, this is where we get into the what she did right and what she did wrong. So you can see all of these allegations that are being made. Like I said, I've got the document sitting right here before me, you know, filed by Priscilla Presley's attorney. And they've laid out all of these arguments that I just went over in very general form, and are saying this trust amendment, which would basically kick out Priscilla Presley as a trustee meaning control. Mm-hmm. Remember, control is needs to be struck down because of all these deficiencies with the Trust Amendment document.
You know, the real story behind this one, Andrew, and this is my observation, so correct me if I'm wrong, is the fact that it's, number one, I question the validity of that document for the absence of the original, the problem with the signature, the other difficulties by not fulfilling the commitments that, and any attorney, I think, in California, and I'm sure they could afford a good attorney, would have known, okay, we're amending this trust agreement. We need to notify the previous trustees. This is state law. We have to do that. Mm-hmm. The fact that those things did not happen, the fact that you can't find the original, I question the validity of the amendment, number one. But the other aspect of this is, and we've talked about this in the past, that value of notary and witnesses. The absence of that, I'm sure that's been challenged in court in the past.
Definitely.
And I've talked to your partners at Harvell and Collins. The issue sometimes, you've got to go find those witnesses.
Yes.
To verify those signatures.
That's right.
For instance. This is big. So you really want to have more than one witness, right?
Yes.
And that notary seal is pretty important too.
The important thing, so Lockwood, you know, the difference between a will and a trust. The important thing on the trust document itself is that trust law is governed by what's in the document. So you must comply with the terms of the document. So you noticed I mentioned that the amendment was never delivered to Priscilla. Uh-huh. Well, that's required by the trust. So the question is will a judge say that just based on that one issue, that document was never delivered, that could be the end of it right there and say that amendment's not valid, therefore that amendment is struck down. So one misstep, Lockwood, means that could be that could have been not worth the paper it's printed on, I guess is the best thing to say. So you just have to be careful in these things, and that's why the technicalities matter so much in estate planning, because if you don't follow, you don't dot every I, cross every T, then you're looking at a potential challenge. And here we are, and what she did right, she tried to set up a trust document. She did so, 93, and fully amended and restated in 2010. No one's challenging those. They're saying they're completely 100% valid. But then what happened in 2016? It looks like some corners were cut. It looks like the proper mechanics were not followed to a T. And then the question becomes, is a judge now going to rule, or a jury potentially, really? that because of these flaws in this document, are any of them fatal? Are any of them going to cause this document to be out there? And then, again, what's at stake here? It's going to be control. And whether, you know, Riley, who is Lisa Marie's daughter, whether she is going to be in control of this trust, in control of what you would say is the Elvis legacy. Right. I mean, in all honesty, here we are.
Right.
Or is Priscilla going to have the power to control it? And that's what's at stake. And, you know, I think it's very, very interesting the way this one came about, because it's like, man, she was doing everything the right way and then misstepped a little. And now here we are, we're in a court of law. And that's where we, you know, as an estate practitioner, an estate planner on the front end, it's where we never want our clients to end up. We never want, you know, we want to be proactive. We want to make sure that we do everything right and legal and correct.
That technicality.
Follow every rule, dot every I, cross every T,
right,
and make sure we don't end up in a situation where something is being challenged for failure to comply with, in this case, the trust, or possibly, like you said, under North Carolina law, you'd have to go scrounging up witnesses or notaries or whoever else to try to make that document valid and legal.
We're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins, and to remind you, that website, harvellandcollins.com. You can also reach them that way. Harvell, and spell out the word and, A-N-D, harvellandcollins.com. And the number to call, 252 area code, 726-9050, 726-9050. And based on a technicality, thank you very much, Andrew.